Lord, that's all your people have ever longed for, your wonderful presence. We can put up with so much, Lord. Emmanuel means God with us, manifesting himself to us. Emmanuel. As you lift that key, I will read to you just one short verse, that's all. Don't you move from where you are. Out of the 7th chapter of Acts, speaking of Abraham, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, pay attention. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. The Lord God of glory appeared to Abraham. You note that's the first recorded appearance in the Bible of the Godhead. And it became one of many stages later that culminated in the incarnation of Christ. It was just one step after another, after another, after another. And God appeared several times throughout history until he came himself in the body prepared for him by the will of God before the foundation of the world, for it's written, a body hast thou prepared for me. What does that mean? That means it is the purpose of the Lord to reveal himself to us. And the stages continued greater and greater and greater until God himself was made manifest in flesh and walked among us. And that was to be the last stage on earth until he would return to it in his kingdom and people would walk and talk with him in the flesh like we are. But we have one great thing to look forward to. When we shed this body of clay, we're going to see him as he is. And we're going to stand in his wonderful revealed presence. And if just the feeling of his presence is this wonderful, what must it be when you look into his wonderful face? And all the things of earth which we held so dear, the tragedies that we went, lived through, some died through, will seem as nothing at all. For they'll all grow dim in the light of his glory and grace. I have asked the Lord so many times to appear to me. And as he said to my father one time after months and months of seeking him, he said, it's not that that you really want. But every once in a while I get a notion that maybe that is what I want. I got everything else. I just have that one to go. I'd love that to happen before I ever leave this earth. But if it's not, it's the first thing I'm going to ask for when I get there. I love a lot of people, and if God should take some people I really love, I'd be anxious to see them, but not first. There's someone I want to see first. I would be delighted if he waited for me at the crossing bridge and not sent an angel. Wait for me there. I'll tell you why, because I'm in love with him. I mean, I love it when he works with people and he delivers us. That's all wonderful. But I want to tell you that there's nothing as wonderful as when you've been with him. Yesterday was a day where in and out, just the glory of his presence so flooded my heart as it often does before he does it here with you. And I just couldn't get over the fact that he's so wonderful. If his presence just felt is that way, what in the world must it be when all the barriers are taken away, when you get the full shot? And when the one you really loved, you can be joined with. It's like when you're missing someone or someone died that you truly loved. What it's going to be when we gather together, for God is a God not of separation. Death and sin separated us. But God didn't. God loves to put families together. He loves to put people together. He loves to put all of us together. He wants us together with His angels. And I don't know, maybe you'll harp on a harp. I plan to play with them. I like to play. I like to be a child. I don't see why we make them all grow up so much. I have fun with this earth. I really do. I mean, I've climbed the highest mountains. I've seen the most gorgeous crests of the world in Switzerland. I've walked on the soil that He walked in Israel. I've done it all. It's been so wonderful. It's been such a great life. I don't know if there's anything much more to conquer if He took me today. But I just ask Him to send me back as long as it took to see it all and do it all. It's so wonderful serving the Lord. When I first heard the message of you having to give your life to the Lord, I thought it was the most somber and awful thing anybody could ever ask of anybody else to do. And when I gave my life to the Lord, it was like, you know, here it goes, the end of everything. You die to flesh, you die to this world, you die to everything, you live a monk's life. Well, I've lived a monkey's life, but not a monk's life ever then. But it's not that way. I've found that He crowns us with delights if we make our delight the Lord. If He is our delight, there's not any delight on earth He will withhold from you. And not that I do it for that reason. It's just that as I've set my affection on Him, I've found that He has just worked it out so that there's hardly anything on earth you could wish more than I have. It's like heaven's inside of me. And brother, let me tell you, if that's at all contagious, I'll give you all of it you can handle. But I'm not the one that gives it out. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added. And if they're not, it doesn't really matter because you have the desires of your heart. You have the treasures that you were really after. And so the rest don't matter. You enjoy them, you love them. But many times in my life, God's come to me in a very real and personal way and asked me if I wanted to trade all this fun I was having for Him. And like I said earlier, there's just no contest. Hands down, He can have it all. And let me tell you, six times in my life, and they say it's not complete without seven, He's asked for it all. And you end up with nothing, absolutely nothing, not a penny to go anywhere, not a thing to do, not a person to see, not a friend in sight, not enough suitcases to keep yourself clothed with your family for 3 or 4 months. And you just plain start over again. But when I started over the premise that I began all the rest of them, that He should be the delight of my heart. And as long as I had Him, I lost nothing. I really lost nothing. You could take it all away, and you haven't taken anything away that can hurt me. But if someone should be able to convince me someday that Christ never existed, I'd walk this way still, because in the illusion of it, I've had moments like this morning that totally overwhelmed my heart. And if it was true that there was no God and that it all ends at death, I've had a lovelier life than most people could ever hope to have, because I lived it with the illusion that someone who loved me was always with me and crowned me with honor and glory by calling me His son. And you couldn't take it away from me for all the life. And so if I'm dreaming, please don't wake me up. Leave me this way. And it wouldn't matter what I said to you, I'd be broken, because that's the way my spirit is this morning. I love it when the Lord comes to you. And I enjoy it when He does. And those declarations aren't necessarily declarations of faith. They're declarations of His faithfulness that never fail and never cease. That's why I knew He'd be with us. That's why I always know He will. And He changes not. He remains the same.